Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, doTERRA style.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz Podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest here in the Mama's Little Biz Podcast studio.
Yes.
And who is that?
It's Charlie. Can you say hi, little baby who won't go to sleep? Yeah.
Say hi.
Say hi.
Charlie. Drinking on a bottle?
No, we won't talk.
Yeah.
But we were just screaming 5 minutes ago.
All of a sudden, get quiet on us. Welcome to the show, everybody. We're excited to be here because we're going to be talking about some really cool stuff today. And we're going to keep this podcast kind of short because ultimately what we want you to do is start doing. We want you to start doing.
Yes.
Train less and do more.
Train less, do more.
Train less, do more. And in from two people who created a website where, you know, people come and do training. We're trying to keep things short for you guys because we want you to be able to get something quick, get something effective, go out, start doing, and get some results. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, bottom line, right?
Right.
Wouldn't you prefer to spend less time training and more time getting results?
Yes. So obviously we're not speaking to the people who are constantly training and never actually doing anything.
I'm doing this business and it's not working. I've listened to every single episode 72 times.
Yeah.
Kidding. No, I'm not. Not kidding. You're out there and you know who you are.
And, you know, it's fun to train, you know, it's fun to learn. It's Satema called it mental masturbation, I think it was. Satema, our coach. But this is a great episode. We're going to be talking about kind of like out with the old, in with the new. Everything great can be improved on. For example, I'm looking outside our window and this thing that you've been like wanting for
coveting.
So long. Yeah, talk about this real quick because I think it's a great example of what we're going to be talking about today.
It's so silly, but every time I drive by a house at Christmas, I long for a Frosty the Snowman.
A big inflatable.
Glowing thing. And I just, our house is so great. I love how we decorate our outside of the house, but it was missing Frosty. And I just love him. And so finally I was at Walmart and I'm like, I'm buying this. This is for me. This is my gift to myself.
It's your Chewbacca mask.
It is. It's my Chewbacca mask. I love seeing him out the window. I love driving up when he's out there. I love him. And so, yes, it's just made all the difference when I drive up to the house.
And my point with this is that, I mean, why this is relevant. Pardon me. Why this is relevant with our episode today is that we've never had a big inflatable character out in front of our house. We've always just put up lights and the trees and everything, and this is new and different.
It is. But it's a great addition.
I have to admit, I love him. Yeah, when I drive up, I do like it too. I'm with you on this, and I'm looking.
He owns Christmas outside
of our window. I'm looking at it, and it's pretty cool sitting out there. I dig it, and so I'm almost wondering why we didn't do this sooner.
Because we were cheap. You were cheap.
Well, you know, why is it I'm always cheap?
Because every time I would buy anything, you're like, or think about buying anything, you just did the cheap guy sound.
What's that?
I don't know.
What's the cheap guy sound? Am I like, What's the cheap guy sound?
You have never been one to want to spend any money on any kind of decorations in this house whatsoever, in or out of the house.
Probably because I'm the only person that really does the finances around here, but okay, fine. But what is the cheap guy sound? I got to hear what this sounds like. Let's hear it. Let's let our listening audience hear what Eddie's sounds are when he's being...
I don't know.
I know him. He's the cheap guy.
The cheap guy sound is this.
What?
I mean, come on, Eddie.
Okay, here it is, Eddie.
Stupid.
What is that?
You seriously though, be honest. What have you purchased in this house that has anything to do with the way the house looks?
I'm okay.
Seriously.
All right, fine. I'm giving in on this one. I have not spent a lot of money on the decoration of the house. I'm okay. I get it. I'm just wondering what sounds I make.
Whenever I think about buying anything for our house, I have this tick that goes off like, ah, cheap guy.
Yet I have never once stopped you from making a purchase.
Yes,
let's
you
remember
have.
When.
Back in the day.
Okay, back when we had no money. Maybe. Okay. All right. So my point with this snowman that went off on this tangent about odd body sounds that Eddie makes when it comes to money was that, you know, everything great can be improved upon.
In line at the store when I'm buying a rug.
No, I can imagine we're in the store together, like at Walmart of all places, and you're like, Eddie, we should get this, and then right in front of all the people, and then all the people look at me like, what's wrong with you? Okay.
I mean, seriously. You're so bad.
I swear, we're literally talking about how cheap I am. This is a network marketing podcast. Eddie, I know Eddie. He's the cheap guy.
You'll buy 3 laptops, even though we only need 2. But when it comes to buying a family couch, it's like, ugh.
And we need these. These will generate an income.
And yet we're all sitting on our tiny little couch that doesn't fit any of us anymore.
And we still haven't bought a 6th chair for our dining room. But I spent money on coaches. I've hired a coach. I'm getting coached right now. Yet I couldn't spend a couple $100 on a good chair for our kitchen.
I'll stand.
So when we're all... Would you like a 6th chair, sir, so you can sit with the family for dinner? I'll stand. I've got coaches to hire. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. I hope everyone's laughing because this is ridiculous.
I'm crying.
All right, so what were we going to talk about again today? Oh, yeah. So I remember now. So what we want to talk about is how I'm the example. I could be the example of how everything great can be made better.
Yes.
Eddie can stop being so cheap someday. maybe like I have our goal of $100,000 in our bank account. Anyway, so my point is that
100,000, huh?
Well, excuse me, in our savings. That's what I said.
Okay.
So,
that was a million.
Well, yeah, eventually $1 million in our bank account, but $100,000 in our savings. That's the first
goal.
All
right. So everything can be made better.
So what we're talking about here is how, you know, we've obviously been a part of this organization, you know, for coming up on almost 6 years.
Yeah.
We're at like 5 3/4 of a, or 3.5 years.
Yeah,
5.5 years.
This is great.
5.5 years building this business, over almost 70,000 people in our organization.
Mm-hmm.
And we're making the next steps towards the next rank, which we are very excited about. Some things have happened, some stars have aligned, and so on. Without getting into detail, we're going for it. And, What we're going to be talking about is how we've done things differently in the past and what we're now doing.
Yeah.
Just the changes that we've made only in the last week.
Right.
Really, it's been the last week. You, just to kind of set this up for you, because you're going to do a lot of the talking here this week. We just started a brand new system, a brand new training just in the last 6 days. And you went all gung-ho on this. And what's cool about this is that you're going to train me on it. And we're going to work together. And we're going to apply it to our business. We're going to apply it to our leaders. And already we've seen some pretty amazing results in our organization because of this.
Yes.
So let's talk about how we used to do things differently when it comes to this new way. You know, what kind of things are we changing? What did we do before that we loved and we worked really well? And we just, maybe it was because... you know, that's how we were taught, or maybe that's how, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And if you can kind of maybe elaborate on it and go into, tell people kind of where we were and then help us kind of understand what is it that we're changing? What is it that we're seeing so many great results with now, that's making a big difference?
Well, there's a couple reasons I wanted to make this change. And the first one is obviously the referral I got about this change was I couldn't ignore it. So, and I had the resource to look further into it. So with that, a great referral of someone I respect in this company. And then I noticed a couple things in my business that I had already been transitioning, not really knowing that I had been transitioning. So for instance, I have not bought those little sample bottles from my oil business, from Aroma Tools, from all those companies in over 2 years.
So this is, I remember.
It has been a very long time since I purchased those little bottles. In fact, I still have like a couple, I think. And honestly, I started putting some beadlets in them when I hand those out to people, if I ever hand them out to people.
Well,
so I noticed,
drams, right? That was their call.
Yeah, the little drams. So I noticed that I hadn't been sampling people. And then at Leadership last year, I purchased the special that they offered on to the leaders who were there of 100 samples, great price. I bought a bunch of them, and that was almost a year ago. And I still have several of them. And so I noticed that I wasn't sampling. I wasn't sampling anything. I wasn't doing what I had originally been taught. When we first started, which was you sample, you pull out your samples right there with the A to Z guide, and you look up the issue they're dealing with, and you pull out those samples out of your sample case, and you hand them over, and then you ask for a referral.
This was taught by Elise Chevy.
Yeah.
Back in the day. What was it, the second convention or third convention?
No, it was our first one.
Or it was our first one.
Yeah. And at the Marriott. She taught it at the Marriott as well.
Okay. So this was 4 years ago, essentially. Yeah. 4.5 years ago. Elise Chevy, who is the top distributor in our company, and she's massive. She's huge. And, you know, she's actually only... my point is that she's massive. And when she first started out, I remember attending her training where she showed us specifically... you have those samples ready. You have your A to Z guides. And we would have tons of these little guides.
Yeah.
And she showed you step by step how to sample them and tell them in a couple of days I'll follow up and so
right.
on.
Right.
That was the deal. And we clung to that like it was gospel.
Yes.
And religion for years.
Yes. And we would even, when we would enroll someone who wanted to do the business, we even did the whole, you know, we'll supply your samples for 30 days. It was crazy. It was so much money being poured into sampling. And honestly, more than half the time, they wouldn't pan out because people don't get this, oh my gosh, it worked in 5 minutes or overnight. So I noticed that I had been steering clear of it. And in fact, the samples that I do have, the little three packs that I purchased, they go out to people who've already enrolled with me. They go out in their little welcome packets.
Yeah.
I give them the opportunity to share with their own friends or keep the samples for themselves, whatever. So I noticed that I wasn't sampling. So when I was taught this new approach, we don't sample at all.
Yeah.
It made sense to me because I was already doing it, which is a big change for a lot of people, especially in our company. It really makes them, it tests a lot of what we think is the only way to do it. And yet it just made sense to me.
Letting the oils do the selling is what we've been taught.
The problem with sampling is that people walk away buying those two oils. And we know that that just screwed them. Like, we know, yeah, oh man, I just really them, yeah. screwed you. Sorry about that. So.
Maybe you want to talk about why. Huh? Why
Charlie's farting over here.
Why would you say it hurt them by only giving them a sample and them only buying one or two oils?
Because
I mean, I know why, but.
They're not getting the full experience. And they're not getting the full empowerment. Plus they end up coming back a couple weeks later, like, oh, I really love these. I need to buy more. And then they end up spending like $200-$400 on non-loyalty orders and not, it's just stupid.
Yeah,
they never come back because they just wanted two oils. So I'm not going to talk to them anymore. You know, whatever it is that you do. And so I just stopped doing it. And I would tell people, here's my favorite kit. This is what you should start with. This is going to fulfill all your needs, and then you can learn more as you go. And that's, and I really picked that up when I started recruiting more online on Facebook, because when you meet people on Facebook, they're sample whores out there. Like, they have been getting samples from like 7 different wellness advocates. And you're like, what the heck?
I just thought of that scene from that movie, Yes Man, where the homeless guy stands out in front of the convention every time. And he says, I always stand out there and I always ask for money or rides or people's cars or their phones or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because everybody there just gives it to me. So that's who these people are.
Yeah.
Because we're giving it to them. They see the, they see it works.
They know they don't have to buy a dang thing, because they can just get filled up on free samples all day long, because all of you are so eager to enroll someone that you sample everybody without even getting any contact info.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll call me. No, they won't, because go look at their Facebook page. They've got like 7 different people saying, I want to get, you know, I'll get you some samples. So I stopped doing it when I started recruiting online. I just stopped doing it because they rarely pan out. And I just started giving people value. There was a great quote today by Ray Higdon, and it was, you don't have to market your product.
Your videos don't sell product.
No.
Sorry, go ahead.
You don't have to market your product. You market the benefits of your product, and you market value to the people who buy your product, but you don't need to market your actual product. And that's the thing, is that because you constantly add value to the lives of others, the conversation of what you do and what you sell comes up naturally. Doesn't matter how I meet someone, where I meet someone, the conversation comes up. Why are you on your phone?
Well, I'm trying to find the post that you had.
You don't have to.
About.
I just said it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go on.
The conversation comes up. And so I noticed that, I'm going to talk about it. And then they've already seen what I've put out there. And then their only questions are, if I want to start, you know, how do I get started? And then I will just say, hey, best kit right here. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I was doing this, but then I sat down and I watched this great training that I was gifted. Her name is Tasha. And I need to talk to you about hiring her as a coach, but her name is Tasha, and she's actually somewhere in my organization under Missy's team. And she enrolled as a customer, and she is a sales coach. Like, she's a legitimate sales coach. Like, that whole thing, I don't want to be salesy. She's like, bull crap, you are. Get over it. She is a sales coach, and she taught people how to earn 6-7 figures with Cutco knives. And we're actually going to be interviewing her on our podcast. But anyway, she gifted me this 3-hour training when I did her podcast. And I let it sit for a long time, because we went through the whole, you know, suicide with our upline and all that other stuff. And it was just a bad timing.
Yeah.
So after at GoPro, Missy said, you need to watch it. You need to watch it. Just go watch the training. And so I did. And I was like, holy cow. Like, it was game changing in my mind, because many of the things I had already been doing without realizing I was doing it, without realizing I was breaking this mold that we have.
We're gravitating towards this because it's true.
It made sense.
Yeah. It's just natural. It's not natural, but it's true.
Well, it was more along the lines of what, you know, Ray Higdon teaches, the mountains teach, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And so I thought, there's something to this. So I got real gung-ho. And the best way for me to learn anything is to implement it right away and train it right away.
And teach it, yes.
So I taught it to a couple of my leaders. And what's great about it is it's a way to stop buying tear sheets and stop buying the little sample vials and stop draining your money into these things that don't always pay off, and invest it into the one thing that does, which is yourself. Yeah. You pay off 100% of the time. So I did a great training on the basics of this, and I put it onto our website so that our leaders have access to it now, and anybody who's a part of our website. But what's even better is after I work with Tasha, personally, I can get even better at breaking it down and training it and doing it and implementing it. But I think it's so, so, so bold. And I think it's so clear. Like, anybody could do it and not have to worry about, I don't know too much. I don't have enough samples. I don't have this. I don't have that. The basics of this is that the conversation always comes up. And what you do after that conversation from there, she calls it the sales assembly line. And when you learn that assembly line, you're going to take your closing efforts from 30%, which is where most people are when they sample. It's actually science. It's science. It's proven. Numbers don't lie. But most wellness advocates, unless they're diamond and above, they are closing at a 30% rate. And the what she's training and what we're training is taking people up to 80%.
80%. That's amazing. 80%. Holy cow.
Yeah. It's taking all the confusion. It's taking how we did that training on color personalities and talking to people. Mm-hmm. And it's combining that in there by laying it out that people don't speak our language. We're all excited to share what we got because it's so amazing. But that person on the street who's never met me, they don't speak my language right now. They don't care what anything I have to say about essential oils or about LRP or about LLV or about any of the other letters. Yeah. They don't care because they don't know what it means. And so she really just, the training, and I really get into good detail on the website, about how when you make it crystal clear and you go back to before you knew or before you even enrolled, and don't say enroll because I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
You know, before you started, speak that language. Oh gosh, it was so good.
So
I'm really thrilled about it.
I'm excited about it too. You know, I have a bunch of questions for you right now, but the first one I was curious about is, does it at all, does it... Remember how we talked about how when doTERRA first came out 5 years ago, the people that were enrolling were all early. They were like
not early
adopters. They were, what was it?
They were the innovators.
These are people who are like, they are always way ahead of the trends.
Yep.
And they jumped on. Does it talk about that too? Because the people that we're now talking to, these aren't trendsetters. These are the early adopters, early majority. These are followers, but the early... stages of the followers.
So this is a really good something that you brought this up, because here's what I want all of you to hear right now, is that there is a trend in business and in anything, and there's this curve, and I can't remember what the curve is called, but whether it's the iPhone or whether it's, you know, healthy living or essential oils or whatever, there's always the innovators. The innovators don't need proof of anything. They jump in, they go for it. And those are the people who've been with the company, our company, for seven, eight years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were in it. They saw it. They knew it. They wanted it. And they went for it. They didn't need the samples
yet. They didn't need the proof. They didn't need all the years of...
They get in before it's cool.
Evidence.
They're the ones that wait in line for 3 days to buy the iPhone. You know?
When iPhone 1 when first iPhone came out. When iPhone
first came out, right.
Yeah. iPhone 1, not iPhones now.
So those people taught a different way. So classes were different. They had price sheets. They had PowerPoints. They had... all their products sitting out on the
table.
Lots of education. Then came along my group of people, which were the early adopters. The early adopters had the samples, and we had the tear sheets, and we had the classes. Now I could take a class because I'm not good at PowerPoint, and I could do a class by having a tear sheet. Okay, so, and I could see it, and I could really just go, this is something I want to do.
Yeah.
I would smell the oils, but that's about it. You know, I didn't have this, that's not true. Sutton did have the sample, so I guess I was one of those people who did need the samples. Now we're moving into this group of people where essential oils are mainstream. They're actually quite popular, and more people are asking you about them now because of what they've heard. Hey, I've heard about those oils.
Yeah.
Which that was not the case when we started.
No.
People thought I was nuts.
They thought it was weird.
Like, my mom laughed and she's like, oh, that won't go anywhere. And now she's like, wow.
Now it's like she wishes she had gotten in early with us.
Who knew? So now we're crossing into the early majority. These are people who have heard the stories. They've seen the proof. They are not the type of people who want all the education now. There will be some who do. Mm-hmm. These are the type of people who want you to tell them what it is, tell them what to get, and then support them as they become just lovers of the product.
Right on.
And so we as good salespeople, as good business builders, have to adjust to this. Now, if you look at what doTERRA is doing, they're simplifying their kits. They're simplifying the oils. They've created the roll-on bottles to make it easy to pick up and just use. You know, there's no 5 drops of this and 3 drops of this. And
no, it's just right here. It's done.
Here it is. Put it on. Go to town. And people love it.
Yeah.
So the way that this process, this sales assembly line, taking it from the where it comes up into booking an appointment, into the agenda, into the support, it's awesome. It's so crystal clear. It's so laid out. I presented it to one of our leaders, Michelle, on her coaching call, and she went step by step through her class.
This is somebody who you tell them what to do, uh-huh. and then they just do it.
She just does it. She's so moldable. She's so coachable. She wants to be successful. So she's like, results. I'm on it. Let's do it.
Right. So here's the results.
The results were, she had 3 people in her class that were already enrolled. They all got on LRP that day. Uh-huh. And then she had 1 new person who was presented 1 kit and she enrolled with that kit.
It was a $550 kit. It was a
Natural Solutions kit.
Yeah, massive kit.
Michelle is one that she doesn't ever, I think she's once or twice enrolled someone with a Family Essentials kit, but that's not her thing. She loves the Home Essentials kit.
And she sticks around the $220, $250 kit.
So we adjusted her sales assembly line to factor in those 2 most popular kits. Mm-hmm. That's the really cool thing about this training. And you have to go listen to it on our website.
Yeah.
But it talks about you pick 2 kits. One that your average sale, which my average sale is about $250, $300. So my 2 kits are Home Essentials Natural Solution, and I present them to them, and those are their only 2 choices because it takes the confusion out, and boom, every time. There is no question if they're going to enroll or not. And I'm batting 1,000 right now in enrollments.
So this is
presentations.
This is awesome. I love this. You know, like I said, I haven't gone through this training yet, but I'm excited to do it, and because I love simplifying. When I was doing the credit repair thing, I was trying to figure out my own system, trying to figure out something that worked.
Yeah.
What is my assembly line, if you will? Okay, first I get this, then I get this, and so on. So tell me if I'm leaning towards what we're talking about, because this is useful information. This is good value for our listeners. When somebody would, when I would talk to somebody about their credit our job, basically what we did was we would challenge everything on their credit reports, in the hopes that the credit reports, old stuff, or negative stuff, or even inaccurately reported stuff would just get removed, which it does happen. Lots of that stuff gets removed. So our system basically helps improve people's credit. What I would do is I would spend a lot of time asking a lot of questions about how their lives have been affected by their negative credit. Right. Like, what can they not do? So I would ask questions like, what have you not been able to do that you've wanted to do because your credit? You know, what, how has it affected you? And most importantly, this is where I get to the how I help them with buying this programs that we had, is I would say, what caused your credit to, you know, what happened that caused your credit to be where it is right now? And almost always they tell me a story where, you know, it wasn't their fault, right? And then I would just eventually through conversation, I would do this at the end. I would say, okay, so you're telling me that because this thing that wasn't your fault, and all you were trying to do is help somebody, you now have all this bad credit and that's keeping you from being able to do all these other things that you want to do. Am I right? And they'll say, yes. Okay, so here's what we do. We'll do this, this, and this to challenge those things and this and that and so on. And so all that way we can go to work on this problem that you've had directly with this solution.
Correct.
Does that make sense? Yes. Is that something you want to get started with? Yes. Okay, here's how you get started. This is how much it costs. And we can go start on now. And now we're going to work on this problem that you've had for years. Yeah. so that you can now actually have hope in your future. What's your credit card number?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It, right there.
That's basically the idea.
Yeah, which is crazy because you've known this for how many years?
Well, you
and
know,
we never implemented because that's not what we were taught.
That's not what we were taught. You know, I just that's, but just like you, I had to learn that. I kind of made
now
that
I'm
up.
Kind of pissed at you.
Wait a minute! Don't you remember we were sitting? I remember the day we were sitting in our office right after I quit my job, and I told you all about how I did it over the phone. How I would
but
get
here's the thing.
Sales like crazy let's, one after
let,
the next.
Hold on, let's go back to what you just explained because this is a big part of the training.
Yeah. Go on.
What was the key factor in all of that?
It was the
key. No. Who was the key factor in all of that?
All of what?
The whole spiel that you would do.
Who was the key factor? Me? Them.
Them.
Oh, yeah, of course. Them. Their problem.
Everything you talked about was them. Every question you asked was about them. Every need they had was about them. And then when you said, here's what we do for you. Mm-hmm. You didn't go on and on about the business, the company, and its stats and statistics. And,
no, I just said
what's the stats of people whose credit was repaired and who? No, you didn't. Everything you said is we're going to work to fix your credit to get you out of debt so that you can live the life that you want to live or whatever it was. The key factor in sales is what's in it for me. So like the whole time you were explaining what you were explaining just now, my eyes glassed over because it wasn't about me. But yet I knew how important it was for you to get through that. I just didn't care.
Yeah.
Nobody cares what we know about essential oils. Nobody cares what we know about the business. They don't care about the lingo. They don't care about our stories. What they care about is what is in it for me. Focus on me here because you're losing me.
Yeah.
The second you take the focus off what it is, what's in it for the person you're talking to is the second you lose them. You have to focus on them. Now, I'm big on sharing your story. I am big on sharing your story. Not at the expense of the other people. Like, I don't know if that
makes
sense.
Well, not during so much during like a one-on-one.
No,
yeah,
not during a one-on-one. Not during a class because it's not about you.
That's another thing you're talking about changing is the telling of the stories during classes, which was a huge thing. No longer are we going to be telling stories during the class.
If my story doesn't have to do with them, I'm not telling it. Mm-hmm. And I have to rewrite my story. I rewrote the company story so that it makes it's everything to do with them.
It's relevant to the person that's sitting there in front of you.
Yep. The way I talk about the different oils, it's all about their needs.
Yeah.
It's not about this oil is great because it has this many sesquiterpenes and it's for me, I sleep so much, but nobody cares. Glassed over eyes, what's in it for me?
Yeah.
Come back to me and tell you do, I'm going to sit over here and stare at this stupid tear sheet and ignore you. So we're removing tear sheets as well.
Hence, that's probably why. Okay, my gosh, that's awesome. Yes. Again, out with that old too.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that this is for everybody, but if you're struggling with closing, if you're in a 30% closing rate, then you may want to consider changing it up a bit.
Or at least, you know, making the investment. Go in and get into our website and get the training that you're putting out there, which you're going to do more of these, right?
I'm going to do more of, especially when I start coaching with Tasha. And really, I'm going to pay for the coaching because that's what I do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get good. I mean, get better than I already am. Obviously, and she talks about this. She's like, unless you're diamond closing at 80%, you know, those you don't have to change anything. Keep doing what you're doing because it's working. But me, I like to mix it up. And I'm realizing that we're in this area with that curve I talked about. We're talking to a whole different demographic. We're talking to a different group of people. So am I going to change the way I do things? Abso-frickin-lutely. Because I know if I really want to explode my business, then I've got to start talking to this early majority.
Yeah. That's awesome. So I love it. And so basically what we're doing here is it's out with the old in a way that it didn't pertain to, or doesn't now pertain to the people that we're talking to. And we're either getting rid of it completely or we're reformulating it to focus on the needs of the people that are sitting in front of us wanting to know what's the big deal.
What's in it for me?
And here's the thing that I thought was interesting. We'll wrap up on this. is that the average class we would do before was 45 minutes to an hour with questions. With questions. So like 45 minutes, and then usually there's about 5 or 10 minutes of questions. Uh-huh. How long is this style of class, event, whatever, supposed to last?
30 minutes.
30 minutes, and that's it. Done. And in 30 minutes, people are enrolling.
30 minutes, they have a decision made.
They have a decision made in 30 minutes. Yeah. I mean, I'm done. That's amazing. I can't wait to get through it myself. Yeah. So there you go. You know, and for me, this is exactly what all the great leaders in marketing talk about, is that you have to constantly change. The market, and this, I love this, is one of the great Vaynerchuk quotes, where you talk about the market doesn't care how hard you've worked. Mm-mm. The market doesn't care how many times you've suffered, or how many mistakes you've made. It doesn't care. It doesn't care if you're successful. It will change on you on a dime and break you.
Yeah.
Hey, I remember he told a story about how his father's friends moved to California to start up cab companies. And they were just stringing along days and days of long hours and just trying to make it. And as soon as their businesses were just starting to catch on, and they were just starting to get those clientele, and they were just starting to make some money finally, after years of suffering and hard work, Uber comes in just like that and puts them all out of business. Yep. And it doesn't care. The market is ruthless. And so what he talks about, and a lot of other guys, even Grant Cardone, some of these other dudes I hear about all the time, is that you have to constantly be willing to change.
Yep.
Constantly throw out everything that worked and start brand new all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And this right here is the future. Yep. As of right now, this is what
we're going to be using. And it'll change again.
It'll probably change again.
Because we'll move into another demographic of, not demographic, that's not a good word. We'll move into a different part of the curve.
Yeah, the late majority, which is, these are the people that started buying Blu-rays when DVDs and Blu-rays became the same price.
But you do, as a great leader, I mean, we've been
making
in this,
less DVDs.
We've been in this for 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years. There are leaders who've been in this for 7 years, 8 years. They've been in since the day the company opened. And the only reason they're still doing as well as they are is because they change. They are willing to change. It's the people who are still doing today what they did to reach silver. And they're wondering why they're not getting past silver. Wake the heck up. Make some changes. Get innovative, get creative, be the purple cow. It's why we're shaking up our Mama's Little Biz group and throwing them into a 21-day video challenge and making them all question everything in their life right now.
Yeah.
But they're growing, they're expanding, they're learning, they're changing. And then it'll change again and again and again and again. These people who move with the change with it all, they're the leaders. They're the ones who they're in it till the end. And it's the people that are not willing to be coachable, to be teachable, who are not growing along with the business.
So for those of you guys who are already members of our website, it's under the Network Marketing Training New tab. And you'll see the title of the training is Effective Sales and Closing in Network Marketing. That's where you'll find it. If you're not already a member of our website, get on there and watch it as soon as possible. And this podcast that we're thinking about doing, well, it's not even a podcast, really. We're thinking about interviewing her.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a podcast episode. It's really just going to be an interview.
Well, it's for an interview for our podcast,
And it's going to just go right on our website as well. So, guys, jump on there and get this training. There's so many cool things. This is right now something that we're being very precious with. And it's going to go with our business leaders, our frontliners. Mm-hmm. They're already starting to implement it and see results. So, guys, we want you to have results. And the cool thing about this training is, I can see here, it's actually pretty short.
It's about an hour.
Well, it's a little less than an hour. It's 58 minutes. Okay. So that's excellent. And that's some pretty good stuff if people are already getting results off of that. So there you go. Well, I appreciate you guys. This is a great episode. I hope everyone, the big thing that people take away from this episode is to, hey, you know what? If things worked for you in the past, that's wonderful, but don't hold on to it until the boat sinks.
Be willing to
change and adapt.
Change. Exactly.
And get yourself a snowman in front of your house.
Yeah.
And stop making the...
Do you want to get a snowman?
Don't make the... sound when Angela asks for you to buy something for Christmas, I think. Whatever. I think that was the other lesson.
No, it only has to do with home decoration stuff.
Home decoration stuff.
The home deco grunt, is what we'll call it.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, there you go. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Do you have like a maybe a final thought before we wrap up? There's no new, I should say this, there's no new reviews on iTunes, which
seriously
I check those quite often. I
Merry Christmas, see... Vias. No reviews for you.
Sorry, your podcast sucks. closing thoughts, babe, and go ahead and wrap it up. I love it.
Just I've said this before and I'll say it again and again and again, is stay coachable, stay teachable. There's nothing worse than someone who shuts down and refuses to learn new things. I will leave it at that. Make sure you're joining our Facebook page, Mom's Little Biz with Eddie and Angelia, and definitely jump on our Instagram, same name. We want to love on you and support you as best we can. If you're not a member of our website, do it, because everything I learn, we just pour into that site. So if you, you know, if you're doing the work to grow your business so that you can earn, you know, the income to then jump up to the next level of coaching, start with what we've got. Use all of our knowledge as best as you can. So jump into that goodness. And with that...
By the way, that website is eddieandangelavia.com.
Yeah.
Go on.
With that, for Mama's Little Biz Podcast, my name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and happy sharing.
Bye.